Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Basic Latina Podcast, an intimate conversation with friends about love, life, wellness, and everything in between. And for today, we will be doing our December mini episode where I will be sharing with you guys love, life, and wellness tips. Today's tips are kind of techie. I've been trying to find ways to reduce my time on social media. While I love Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram and all the people that I engage with on those platforms, I find myself wasting time. So I am trying to find ways to, when I gravitate towards my phone because I want something to do or I'm bored, I can be doing something productive. So let's just jump right in. The first thing I want to talk about is life tip. So I have been trying to find ways to save and invest, which is something that I've been thinking about since the new year. So there are two apps that I learned about. One is from Women's Health and it's called Stash. Stash is an app where it will connect link to your account and any kind of amount that you would like to connect to Stash. Stash will automatically take the money out of your account and put it into kind of like a savings account, but that money is going to be invested somehow. So that is my small effort to start investing money. And honestly, I only have like $5 in the account so far. I don't have anything that has made a significant difference. I will let you guys know when I start making real money on there and I start making actual investments. I don't know much about investing, but I know that this is going to be a good start. Another app is called Capital. Capital is an app that I learned from Melanie Santos, which is someone who is going to be on the podcast very soon. And she was talking about how she saved all this money through this app. And I'm like, that's crazy because sometimes I struggle saving money because I always want to dip into my savings. My savings account is too accessible to me. So with Capital, you can get started by making goals, whether you want to do an emergency fund or a travel fund. And they have different ways, but the way that I have it connected right now is that it will automatically round up purchases from my accounts, from my debit card. So say I made a purchase of, $1.50. It will basically round up the 50 cents to make $2. And you can make the round up amount anything that you want. So if you want to aggressively save, you can round it up to $5 or $2, $2 or $3. So that's what it's doing right now. I don't have any money saved up right now because I haven't connected my bank accounts yet. But I'm looking forward to seeing where that account will look like in a year. So those are the two apps that I recommend in order to get your life together if you're thinking about saving or investing. Ladies, did you know that the FDA does not require for brands to disclose a list of their ingredients for their feminine care products? Well, one thing that I learned recently is that most of the products that we're using, the mainstream ones, have harsh chemical agents, fragrances, and dyes. And that is really, really problematic to be putting in or on our bodies. Well, good thing you guys have Lola. I recently discovered Lola and honestly love it. Lola is a monthly subscription where you can customize your mix of products, absorbency, number of boxes, and frequency of deliveries. It is made for women by women, and they offer pads, liners, and both BPA-free plastic applicator or environmentally non-applicator tampons. The box that I got was awesome because it was super discreet. I had no idea what it was actually when I got it, and it was just so like sexy. I really am a fan of sleek, clean products. And when it came, you could just tell that it was completely free of all the mess, all the frill, all that stuff. The packaging is beautiful. It's very discreet, so you could have it out and about and nobody will really know what it is. The ingredients are on the box. And I got tampons, wipes, and I was pleasantly surprised to get condoms and lubricant as well. So I was like, okay, Lola, that's amazing. I was really happy because this is something that I want to transition into. I'm already using natural skincare and hair care products, and I know a lot of my ladies are using natural skincare and hair care products. So try Lola out, and for every purchase, Lola donates feminine care products to homeless shelters across the US, which is awesome. You guys know I would not put my name behind something if I hadn't used it first. And I had no issues using Lola at all. I mean, if we're putting as much effort into our diet and our health this year, why not use all natural tampons? It was a no-brainer for me. They felt like every other tampon, and they were super comfortable. And, you know, I had a wonderful experience using all the products that were in the box. So for 40% off of all your subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter Basic Latina when you subscribe. That's BASICLATINA. Basic Latina. When you subscribe for 40% off your monthly box, try Lola, a company for women by women. In terms of love, one thing that I'm learning a lot about love because I'm in a new relationship and we're always trying to find ways to show love to each other. So if you are struggling with receiving love or you feel like unloved right now and very lonely, a quick and easy way to do that is by showing someone love. And I know that sounds a little backwards because you're like, well, why would I show someone love who's not showing me love? I honestly want you to try it. I know it sounds crazy, but, you know, a simple small gesture like giving someone a gift, giving someone a hug, a kiss, touching them, whatever their love language is, give them what they want and show them love, and that love will return to you twice forward. Even the people who are quote unquote unlovable, who you struggle with, those people, they need love too, as people say. And believe me that once you start showing people love, you'll start seeing that the love that you're going to get back is going to be abundant. So, you know, think about that and try that. And when it comes to wellness, another kind of techie app that I want to share is Shine. Now, Shine is started as a daily text messaging service where it would ask you, well, when you sign up, it would ask you what you wanted to focus on, whether it was confidence or self-care or mental health. And then they would basically send you like a morning inspiration text with like maybe a little article attached. And it's grown because I've been part of the Shine community for about 2 years. It started off as just a quick inspiration text in the morning. And now they're like a full-fledged app with meditation and articles and all these amazing resources. The app is free. In order to get the morning motivation, which is a quote. Usually it's an article attached, which takes less than 10 minutes. If you pay for the app, you get access to meditation and other kind of resources. But my favorite part about the app that they just added was they ask you what you're grateful for and what you're going to do for yourself for the day. So that's something that I did with my boyfriend this weekend. Every morning we would, I would read him what the app said, and then we would ask each other what we were grateful for. And if you're like me and you read a lot about self-care and wellness, you might have heard that showing gratitude does tremendous for your mental health. So whether it is through the Shine text or through the journaling, make sure that you show yourself gratitude every single day. Remind yourself something that you're grateful for, because it is an amazing tool for you to have. So that is my December tips, tricks, and advice for love, life, and wellness. I'm really enjoying doing these mini episodes for you guys because it gives me a chance to reflect back on the things that I'm learning, and it just, you know, helps me be more mindful. So if you like this episode and you want to rate, review, and subscribe, please do so. I'm on all podcast platforms. The more ratings and reviews I get, whether they're good or bad, it still helps people find the podcast. So that will be totally appreciated. And if you haven't noticed, we have ads now, which means that your girl is getting paid. So the more subscriptions that I have and the more people, the more people I have subscribed to the podcast will allow me to get more ads out and to make more coins. So thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. Please send your emails, your questions or concerns to basiclatinapodcast@gmail.com. I'm also on Instagram, Basic Latina Podcast, and also on Facebook, Basic Latina Podcast. Talk to you guys soon. Stay well and take care.